From Spark and Anvil and Dataforge, this is Tidy in Chapter 1 of the Dataforge cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced by Gemini 2.5.
Tidy is a raccoon tween, warm gray, cream, and soft black, with chunky face markings that read like a friendly mask, not a spooky one. Her hands are quick and gentle, and she is careful with everything she touches. Tidy always keeps a small pale gray notebook open on her workbench, her cleaning log printed neat on the cover. That log is her whole craft, data cleaning. Real data arrives a mess, missing numbers, repeated lines, typos, wild too big or too small outliers, mismatched formats and units. Cleaning it up is necessary before you can make any sense of it. But here's the thing most people miss, and the thing Tidy will never let a kid forget. Cleaning is not housekeeping, she says. Every cleaning choice changes what the data means. Drop the rows with missing numbers, and you might see only half the story. Fill them with an average, and you hide the real differences. Toss the outliers, and you might throw away the most important fact. The craft isn't to avoid cleaning, that's impossible. It's to make every choice visible, written down in the log.
Tidy learned that sorting is never neutral in a small village, where her family were the grain sorters. Every harvest, the grain had to be split, some for cooking, some for the mill, some saved to plant next year, and every split was a choice. If a sorter couldn't explain her choices, Tidy says, people stopped trusting her, and the millers took their grain elsewhere. She watched a careless sorter lose the whole village's trust by sorting quietly, by feel, with no way to say why. By the time I was 6, Tidy says, I understood. Sorting is always a choice, and the choice has to be shown to be trusted. That was the seed of the cleaning log, the idea that the honest move isn't to pretend you didn't change anything, but to write down exactly what you changed and why, so anyone can check.
When Tidy was 22, she walked to the Dataforge Academy, where Datum, the head of the academy, met her. What is data cleaning? Datum asked. Tidy answered right away. Getting the data ready, but doing it honestly. Every cleaning choice changes the meaning, so you write the choices down. The log is the data's memory. Without it, the whole analysis is built on secret choices.
In her workshop, Tidy opens the cleaning log flat on the bench, writes the data's name at the top of a fresh page, and teaches the discipline as one honest habit. First, read the collector's notes. You need to know how the data was gathered before you touch it. Then, look closely before you clean. The first 20 rows, the quick spread of the numbers, so you know what you started with. Find the problems, the gaps, the duplicates, the typos, the outliers, the mismatched formats. Then, for each problem, list the different ways to fix it. A missing number could be dropped, or filled with an average, or a middle value, or a careful guess, or simply left missing. Each way has a good side and a bad side. Choose on purpose, knowing why. Never just grab the first fix. Then, write the choice in the log. The date, what you did, why, what the data looked like before and after. Never overwrite the raw data. Always work on a copy, so you can always go back. And share the log. The next person and future you will need it. The log is part of the data. And when I get a choice wrong, Tidy adds, and I find out later, that's not failing. That's exactly why the log is here. I go back, I change the choice, I update the log. Being clear about it is the whole point.
So, the honest move isn't to hide that I changed things, a kid said slowly. It's to write down that I did. That's the whole craft, Tidy said warmly. And she watched the kid open a fresh page and record their first real cleaning choice, what they did and why, instead of quietly changing a number and hoping no one would ask. Something eased in the kid's shoulders as they wrote. Not the small and easy weight of a secret change carried alone, but the calm, clean, standing behind your work feeling of a choice made out in the open where anyone could check it and trust it. That calm, nothing to hide, owned out loud feeling, steadier than any tidy looking secret, was to Tidy the real reward of the craft. She closed the cleaning log gently. The next set of data was waiting for her careful hands.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Tidy. Released under Creative Commons VYNC SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.